God.
Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, my King. Glory, my King. Unto our God. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. We must give glory to God for taking care of us, for protecting us, for guiding us, for leading us. Yeah, we must give glory to God every day in our lives. You don't say God's glory. You need to give God his glory. For all the good things he's doing in your life every day, you think a miracle is only when a deaf ear opens, or a blind eye saw, or a deaf and dumb began to speak. A miracle, you woke up this morning, that's a miracle. You are able to eat, that's a miracle. You are able to drink water, that's a miracle. You are able to move around, walk around, that's a miracle. See, we are living a miracle life. You don't wait until you get $1 million, a miracle. A miracle is God providing for you, meeting your needs every day. You know, God is just, you know, walking with you. That's what it is. So we need to give glory to God on a daily basis. For the glory must be unto our God. For he is worthy of our praise. No man of men can say glory to himself. For the glory must be. For the glory must be. The glory must be unto our God. The glory must be unto our God. The glory of our praise. Man on earth to say glory to himself. The glory must be. All the glory must be, all the glory must be unto our God. All the glory must be unto our God. He is worthy of our praise. No man on earth can say glory to himself. All the glory must be, all the glory must be unto our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for giving praise. Glory, honor, and adoration for bringing us into a glorious 2024. And by your grace, we shall make it through into 2025 and 2026 and 2027. God has our life more abundantly. Oh, yes, we need to celebrate Jesus. We need to honor him. Yes, we thank God today. Everyone is welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and Television Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop of Stephen Dove, Yokoro, coming your way with the living word of God that saves his deliverance and blessings. Yes, today I'm led to share with us the Holy Ghost anointed service and the power of God is available for everyone today. God is in you and release his spirit, his anointing, the double portion is in your life. We need the Holy Ghost to be able to move on. You know, Jesus Christ, before he ascended, he told the disciples, Heavenly Father, bless your people. Do your word right now. Name Jesus Christ. On Mount Olives, Jesus told the disciples, he said, every year in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. In other words, until ye be endued with power from on high. That's in Luke 49, verse 10. Luke 49, Jesus was sent disciples from Mount Olives before he ascended. See, you tarry here in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Why was Jesus telling the disciples, don't preach this gospel till you are filled with power from on high? Jesus was telling the disciples. That is very funny. Jesus was telling the disciples, he said, don't you preach this gospel at all until ye be endued. Until ye be endued with power from on high. Why? If you preach this gospel without the power of the Holy Ghost, it's going to be frustration, disappointment, and disgrace. There's nothing going to happen. Even Jesus Christ did not preach the gospel until he was endued with power from on high. Jesus lived for 3.5 years. In the first 30 years of his life, he was son of Joseph, the carpenter's son, not really biological son, but the son of Joseph. But at the age of 30, Jesus was baptized at the River Jordan by John the Baptist, and the Bible says that heaven opened and the Holy Ghost descended upon Jesus Christ. And a voice spoke and introduced Jesus Christ to the people. And from that point, Jesus went into the wilderness and spent another 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness preparing for the ministry. The ministry of Jesus Christ lasted for only 3.5 years. Of Jesus Christ on earth lasted for only 3.5 years because Jesus lived for 33.5. Jesus lived for 33.5 years before he left. So at the age of 30, he was baptized by a mountain by John the Baptist after he was Jordan. The Holy Ghost descended on him and then he went into the wilderness and fasted and prayed for 40 days. And for the, at the end of this, the temptation came, the devil came to tempt him. He passed the test, and he was now ready for ministry. Now, Jesus ministered by the power of the Holy Ghost in Acts 10:38. They have God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all manner of sicknesses and diseases. For God was with him. I like that verse of scripture. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. There are so many anointings people are receiving. I see people pouring oil on people's head. I see people, even me, some people are pouring oil on my head too. Everybody wants to pour oil on people's head. That's okay, no problem. They call it the holy anointing or so or whatever. But let me tell you the truth. The real anointing of God comes from God himself. See how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all manner of sicknesses and disease. That's not the anointing of man. That's not somebody's anointing. who are not operating with someone else's anointing. He was not even operating on the anointing of John the Baptist. John the Baptist only baptized him by immersion. But when it came to Holy Ghost anointing, the Bible says heaven opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus Christ. See how God anointed, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Look at this, Acts 10 and 8. With the Holy Ghost and with power, healing all manner of persons. For God was with him. I don't need anybody's anointing on my life. Please. Enough is enough. I got enough of all those nonsense. I've got enough. And I don't want it again. I don't want anybody to come and pour anointing on my head and pour his anointing. Anointing. Who are you anointing? Anointing who? What are you anointing? What are you doing? Come on, go and anoint yourself. Anointing who? Ask faith at the end. How God is said, the owner of miracles, signs and wonders, the creator of heaven and earth. God himself anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power from on high. And then Jesus went about doing good and healing the sick and raising the dead, casting out devils, ministering to the oppressed. Under the anointing of God the Father. Under the anointing of God. That's the anointing I need. That's the anointing I need. Please. I don't want anybody to come and pour oil on my head anymore. Please. That's not what I need. I need the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost to descend on me and walk through me. See, people carry olive oil here, anointing oil here, everywhere, start pouring on people here. I don't need your anointing. I need the anointing of God itself. It is the reason, maybe because all those anointing, they will know what they are bringing them from, where they are, what they have said on me, what they have prayed. You don't even know who is anointing you. You know, there was the testimony of one church. One man came and anointed them. He said, he's a man of God. He anointed the whole church. And immediately after that, the whole church break into problems. People were fighting and quarreling and scattered the whole church. See, anointing of men. That's not what we need right now. See, Acts 10 and 8. Acts of Apostles chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. It went about doing good and healing all manner of sickness. For God was healed. No wonder the ministry of Jesus Christ was very unique. The Bible says that he was anointed beyond measure to the point where if you touch his clothes, you receive your miracle. You know, Peter imparted it to his disciples. Peter's shadow was healing the sea. Paul's handkerchief. You see, they received it from the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the anointing we need in our lives today. Anointing to move forward in life. Anointing to move forward in ministry. Anointing to move forward in everything we do. God is the one that anoints. Don't go around looking for people to go and pour oil on your head. You don't even need it. You don't need it. Read through the scripture. Who anointed over Elijah? Who anointed Elijah, Isaiah, all these men of God, Moses, and Joshua, and them? So there were some instances here. Aaron, Moses anointed Aaron to be a priest. That's okay. That's okay. And There are some instances, Prophet Samuel had to go and anoint David to be a king. That's okay. When we are talking about receiving the power of God, say, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you power from on high. That was the word of Jesus Christ in Luke 24:49. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verse 49. Jesus told his disciples, they tarry ye in Jerusalem till ye be endued. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. And he said, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. That's Luke 24:49. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verse 49. That's Jesus talking there. Jesus was telling his disciples. He said, you wait in the place of prayer. In the place of prayer, in the home of Mary, the upper room, you go down there and stay in the presence of God, prayer, until you be endued with power from on high. He didn't tell them, well, meet one prophet at the bad beach. He's going to impart you with power. You have to say that. Well, meet one man at a little place. Go to put the Holy Ghost power in your life. Jesus didn't say that. Go and go to that place and go to this place. Jesus did not say that. Jesus said, tarry ye. Thank you, man of God. Honorable Archbishop. God bless you. Archbishop Taiwan, you're welcome. God bless you. Thank you so much. I think in the evening it's going to have the lines open for more men of God to speak as well. The 5 p.m. section, Archbishop Taiwo. Okay, you can dial in to the number and see area code 1515-602-9635 by 5 p.m. today. We're going to have those lines open. You just call in and share the word of God with us. Archbishop Taiwo, kindly, you are welcome. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ did not tell his disciples, go and meet one person somewhere. So you start the power of the Holy Ghost keeping your life. That's not what Jesus did. let's follow the Bible, please. Let's follow the Bible. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verse 49. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verse 49. Look at the words of Jesus Christ on Mount Holy before he ascended. Jesus said, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. He was telling the disciples, you go to the place of prayer. You stay in prayer until the power of God will come upon your life. See? That's what Jesus was saying. If he said, as they go and meet one man here, he will impart the power of God in your life. No. He said that. Go and meet one person there. Go to that person. Go to that place. He didn't. He tell them to go to anybody or go to any place. He said, stay in the place of prayer. Tarry here in Jerusalem, in the upper room where you have always prayed. You go down there and stay in the place of prayer. While you are praying, the power of God is going to come upon you. The Holy Ghost, the anointing, the double portion of the Spirit is going to come into your life, and then you will never be the same again. That's what Jesus was saying. He tell them to go to one place, yeah, go to that place, go to this. You know, we are tired of human beings. People are anointed. People carry only more year and four. People said, so that's not what we need right now. We need God Almighty God to minister to us. Yes, we need Him. We need Him. I need Him. Oh, I need Him. Every hour I need Him. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee. I need Thee every time. Oh, precious love, Thy holy one. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee. I need Him. I need Him. That is something you need in your life. Which anointing do you want to give to people? Be anointed for yourself. Keep your holy voice to yourself. But let God anoint your life. Let the Spirit of God anoint your life. Because on the day of Pentecost, in Acts Apostle chapter 2, in Acts Apostle chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, the Bible says that the believers were praying in one accord. And as they were praying in one accord, were told that one person carried only one ear and began to pour on their head. That is not what happened. As the believers were praying in one accord, Acts of Apostles chapter 2, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them golden tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, Acts Apostles chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, because the believers had been praying in the upper room for 10 days, waiting on God for the Spirit, for the power, the anointing, the promise of the Father. And then the Bible says God opened the heaven and pour down His Spirit, His power, His anointing upon the church. 120 believers in the upper room. God baptized them with His Spirit and the power, with the anointing, with the presence, the glory of God, the Shekinah of God. They were filled, overflowing, began to speak in tongues and bubbling. The power of God had come. The church began to march out. Evangelism took place. There were healings and miracles, signs and wonders began to happen because the power of the Holy Ghost has come into the church. The New Testament church has started. The Holy Ghost has taken over. The power of God has taken over. They have been waiting on God for the Spirit to come down, for the presence to come down, for the anointing to come down on the day of Pentecost. After our public apostle, the believers were gathered, 120 believers, in the upper room as they were praying. They were asking God for the power. And the Bible said that God opened the heaven, and the Spirit came down. The power and the anointing, the glory of God, the presence of God, the anointing of God came upon the early church. And they began to march forward in power. Hey, Rekebuya. Iblodo. They began to speak in tongues. They began to prophesy. They marched into the streets and began to evangelize. Those were being won. Believers were more active. People were coming. The Spirit of God was moving. Signs, wonders, and miracles. The cripples started walking. The deaf and dumb began to hear. the power of God has been released. All those who were sick, they were receiving their health. The blessings of God have been released upon the early church. And the early church began in power of the Holy Ghost. Massive power. Take him over the land. Take him over the people. Evangelize. I'm preaching to the people. And so we added to the church. And evangelism took over. Revival came down. Yes, when God begins to operate, he will tell the difference. You can tell the difference. God is working. That when human beings are operating and doing things, see, not by power, not by might, not by the spirit, fear the Lord. The Holy Ghost has come down. God has come down. And the church has been empowered. Signs, wonders, and miracles must follow. That was how the angels of Sabbath. It can happen today when we pray. It can happen right now. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hebrews 13 verse 8. Hebrews 13 verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's the Lord. He changes now. Have you received the power of the Holy Ghost? Apostle Paul was preaching. And he told them, have you received the power of the Holy Ghost? Have you received the power since you believe? Have you received the power since you believe? Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power since you believe. Have you received the power? Have you received the power if you believe? Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power if you believe. Have you received the Holy Ghost if you believe? Have you received the power if you believe? Have you received the anointing if you believe? Holy Ghost.
Helps you in every area of your life.
God will receive the Holy Spirit before. This is your opportunity for you to ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open. Whoever asketh, receive it. Whoever seeketh, find it. Whoever knocketh, it shall be open. Oh, yes. I'm not going to ask you to go to anybody and get Holy Spirit or get anointed. You should ask, and you shall receive. Ask from God. And there is a feeding and travailing in prayer. Right now, wherever you are joining us in this time, I tell you the power of God is here to save, to heal, to deliver, and to bless. We want to pray right now for the Holy Spirit to come to my flow. Oh, yes. We need him. Not a loin, deep anointing, not an ankle, deep anointing. But overflowing power of the Holy Spirit. Someone asked for the double portion. He asked for the double portion. And he got it. Oh, yes, he asked for the double portion of the Spirit. And he got the double portion for the life. Got the double portion. Oh, yes. I've asked the double portion. And you can get it even right now. I want to cleanse our heart. You confess your sins, you repent of your sins, receive Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life. Let Jesus be in you. Let the Holy Ghost be in you. Forgive those who have wronged you. Cleanse your heart. Psalm 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Psalm 66:18. I regard iniquity in your heart. The Lord will not hear me. So you need to cleanse your heart. You need to forgive and forget. And get right with God. Pray now for the Holy Spirit. Pray for the Holy Spirit to come into your life. Name of Jesus. For the power of God. The anointing. The presence of God. To come into your life. So that you be what God wants you to be. Yes, everybody begin to pray now in the name of Jesus. Everybody pray. Ask God for the double portion of the Holy Spirit, the power of God. Yeah, the Holy Ghost anointing to come into your life right now. So that you can walk the works of God in the name of Jesus. God begin to ask God, hey, we will stand, da da ba ba ba. Yes, you receive. Hey, Jesus. Yes, everybody begin to ask now. Ask for the double portion of the Spirit. Jesus, my God. You are an outpouring of your Spirit, your presence. God, pour your Spirit, your power, your anointing, your presence in our life, Lord. Feel us overflowing, Lord. Hey, yes, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We thank you, Father. Receive. The double portion of the Spirit and the power and the anointing of God. Presence of God. Receive in the name of Jesus. Heal us overflowing, O God. Heal our lives. Your Spirit and your power. In the name of Jesus. Hey, they will fight. God, no room, no good. Hey, blind eye. Thank you, Lord. Give you praise. Give you glory, honor, and adoration, Lord. Lord, with all spiritual blessings, we have place in Christ Jesus. Thank you, O God, for supplying our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Yes, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you. yes, I know something good has happened to you. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, it's for you to go forth and preach the word of God with signs, wonders, and miracles. You have to go tell others about Jesus Christ. Let them come and serve God and worship God in spirit and in truth. Yes. But I live from a man that gave the whole world and suffered the loss of soul. Day is the day of salvation. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Let him come into your life. Let Jesus be your personal Lord and Savior and Redeemer today. Wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for being present this service. God bless you all. Jesus loves you. And we love you too. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Even if that's it, tweet it out. And let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. We're going to have another section again today by 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. today. And I want everyone of you to join us again. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Jesus is thy Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is thy Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's coming back again. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is thy Son of God. Hallelujah, amen. He's coming back again. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah, amen. He's coming back again. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah, amen. He's coming back again. Hallelujah, amen. Serving thy Son of God. Hallelujah, amen. He's coming back again. Hallelujah, amen. He's coming back, Son of God. Hallelujah, amen. He's coming back again.